Oh yeah, here we are. Thank you for joining me on the Shadow News Report. Okay, let's get right down to a little bit of news here. Popular YouTuber on a podcast shut down for discussing Alex Jones. Channel reportedly received strike for reporting InfoWars ban. Klein and his wife Hilla, who run several prominent channels with millions of followers, reportedly had their podcast live stream shut down in the middle of discussing the issue. A tweet by Klein states that not only was the stream interrupted, but that the channel received a strike in the process. There you go. Right off the bat, they're starting to censor more people that state conservative ideas. And it's going to get worse. It's going to continue until the conservative voice will be tried to be shut down. They sure are trying to do it. Mainstream media spreads more spin stories about InfoWars. Twitter account. Just constantly hammering on anybody, and they're still going after Alex. You know, Alex Jones fights back against misinformation spread in hit pieces produced by the mainstream media to bully Twitter into deleting InfoWars and Alex Jones from their platform. So now they're going after Twitter. Now they're pressuring Twitter now. It just keeps mounting and mounting. And there are other ones on Twitter getting shadow banned and so forth. It's just continuous. And it seems like it's always just, it's going to get worse. And after they go after the media, they're going to go after something else. It's the Democratic way. Their socialist and global ideas. That's what's going to get us into trouble, is letting them continue to spread their hate. And, you know, there was a, just lately in the news here, let me go back there a little bit. I think this was, it's already been in the news, but I want to talk about it just a little bit here. About these, that training camp, or a camp in New Mexico. It's training kids to go out and commit murder in schools. I mean, man, a patria just, right out in, right here in the United States. And this guy had ties to his, to that sheik that had blown up the Trade Center in 1993. And if you saw the pictures of that, I mean, it looked like a tire depository. I wonder how many ditches he went down to try and find all them tires in a big tarp, plastic tarp. It didn't look like even a duct type of material, or, you know, I mean, heavy cloth. Kids in there training. And then the FBI was circling around there. That's what gets me, too. Another thing that gets me is the FBI is, for several days, spying on them. I mean, you can just look at the place and you should go right in there. Oh, good jeepers crumps. I mean, and there are also, there's training camps, Islamic training camp, preparing recruits to trigger something big and coming, civil war. What kind of civil war now they got going? I talked about it a while ago about their wanting to do bio warfare. on the United States, Western civilization. And there's more of them in the United States. Not just that one in New, or that training, yeah, training camp in New Mexico where just, they were training kids, but there's more in the country, all around our country. There's an overview map of terrorist compounds covertly operating within the borders of the United States homeland. So, and there's lots of them. I mean, I looking here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 of them at least that you know they think of identifiable. You know, California. You know, of course, New Mexico. There's several of them. Michigan. Michigan's a hot spot. Muslim terrorist compounds covertly operating in the borders of the United States. Mass censorship of conservatives and liberalism is exploding. I mean, you already seen this with the demonetization of the ultimate purge and your First Amendment rights are going to be shut down for conservatives to spread any type of this type of news. I mean, it's already been going on, and a lot of people are just finding about this out. And I think they knew about a lot of these going on. I just do. I can't see. I mean, me and you can't even go out our back porch and without somebody knowing about it. And here's these people. Of course, it's in a, these air. That New Mexico in a you know out in the desert and think people wouldn't even think twice but for somehow I think they knew something. I just but that's my opinion. So let's you know I don't want to spread any fake news or anything here. But and then Nancy Pelosi, back in the picture, always her little squeaky old voice. I think she probably should. Looks like she just go home and just she should just take a nap or something, a long, long nap. This looks like she's all wore out. I mean, you get, you know, I don't care when you get up there in your 80s there. You're, you know, I mean, your mind sometimes just stays, you can't function, process things. I mean. You know, sad to say, I'll get there too. I mean, I'm not gonna I'm not discriminating. I'm getting up towards, you know, I'm pushing up, not there that far, but I'm getting pushing up there. So I think I'm in the, at least I can say I'm in the silver or the, you know, the age of. I always get it in the mail all the time. They always want me to, do it. I always say, well, that's for old people, so I'm not gonna join that. Club. So anyway, you know, anyway, Pelosi's here. She's saying, you know, this November, voting for Democrats gives leverage to illegal immigrants. Ah, okay, yeah. So now and again, it's another red flag goes up for the Democrats. That's their goal is to get illegals to be able to vote. Mark my word, they're going to want to somehow get them in there. I mean, look at the voting in Ohio in the 12th district. Now, really? Are you serious that these? And I haven't heard any news yet about who won, if someone won yet or not. I guess I'm not, haven't, I had to do some, I had work today, you know. And I couldn't get back on the radio. So anyway, business take care of. So anyway, to have these illegals vote, then that means our Constitution and our voting process that's been in place for hundreds of years is all washed down the tube. Because if you ain't a legal citizen, you have no way should to vote anything. I don't care, school, libraries, or whatever, to vote on whoever should be the head of the library. Or it goes anything, even the dump, your garbage, they shouldn't vote on nothing. They don't have no rights in this country, period. Censoring InfoWars sets the stage to silence you. You, the one that's listening right now. And there's a documentary out by Dinesh D'Souza. Documentary exposes the historical fascist policies of the left. And they are. These people want to destroy America. That they know two ways about it. The warning signs are all over. All over. And so it's your prerogative to go and find as much information that you can, you know, they're going to start to censor. So you have to start getting different outlets before they tick, 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 pick here, pick there, then pick over here. And pick a couple over there, and pretty soon you're like, okay, here, there, and everywhere, and everything, your head's spinning, and okay, now where do you go to find the real news? Where do you go? I wish I was a millionaire, because I'd start my own Google or whatever, well, big thing there, so just for conservatives then, I guess. If the lefts want all their stuff, they can have their stuff. I guess we'll have to have our own radio shows and our own TV shows without their filterization of anything, and then CNN can go drift into the clouds and blah 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 to their little leftist that's shriveling up and shrinking by the day. They're all leaving the Democratic Party because they know it's just a fake. It's all fake. It's a mask for socialism and fascism, and you know it's what it is. Coming to our country, censor us, take away our rights, nip away this. Take our statues down, name different names, schools different names, because one day was a president and he had a slave. So, I mean, get over it already. I mean, come on. If you don't get over this stage, and I don't think this country is that racially, yes, there's race, but I don't think it's anything until Obama got in and just blew everything all out of proportion and